17 and 14, 14. We know the Holy Spirit is our constant companion. And we're running around sometimes with that. Instead of us when we're doing the things maybe not the right way. And you'll know that when you read this verse. Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
So we pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for your love and your care for us. We do not desire for prayer and attention, and because of that, we love you all the more. Help us to look to you for all our needs, the little things and all for the things that seem impossible to us. We acknowledge that we cannot do it alone. We trust for your spirit. Our loving Heavenly Father, this can open our gates to us, for you that one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in Him, and our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and He by Him. God is our tender Father, first to be served, and every believing child is the object of His special care. Clearly, we are not aware of the eternal dangers surrounding us and the necessity of His ongoing protection. Jesus directed us to address God as our Father. This name is a sign of the love and trust that we may have in Him, and the point of this regard and relationship to us. He invites us to trust in Him with a trust that is deeper and stronger than what a child would have from his earthly father. When asking for His favor or blessing, it is that easy to conceive. As parents, we are sometimes painfully aware of our shortcomings, but the love of God is broader and deeper. And more constant in our love than possibly be, the will of the Father. This is the good news of the world, that a supreme being loves us all and bestows His blessings without reservation. He always has our best interests in mind and desires for us to know Him personally and to love Him. Any religion that has the Bible portrays a fundamental supreme being that is one who fears and who demands sacrifice and peace. There is no circumstance of this, but social position that qualifies us to know this exciting God. But it is the love of God that draws us. It is impartial and embraces all humanity. In this love, we may rest and be at peace with all of God's creation. To be kind to those who are rough and sinful, a dominant evil. To see in everyone a child of the King. To seek to be good and not expect anything in return. With the insignia of the royalty of heaven, the token by which the children of the highest reveal their kinship to the Father. This is our God, whom we are privileged to serve. His majesty is our God. His kindness is from one another. Thine, O God, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted and set for the earth. The Father is all the fullness of the Godhead fatherhood. He is the great King of the universe, yet He also loves and cares for us as His children. God cannot be compared with what He has made. We are only presents of His love for us. All things in the natural world suffered from the curse of man's sin. Romans 11:32. All things merciful by His judgment, and His ways not from the mouth. We must not attempt to lift His presumptuous hand to certain His glorious majesty. even rather than offer trials, and make it certain that you feel the divine presence with God that this is your presence. No mind and comfort to keep the feelings you love and throughout our lives. As his feelings with us and his mother, we can come to him no more than he sees the truth of us. Yet most importantly, we will be assured that he orders everything in our success, and we are not to be dissatisfied and disrespectful, but to bow and reverence. He will reveal to us as much of his purposes as it is for our good to know. And beyond that, we must trust the hand that is omnipotent to fight with ourselves. Jehovah is the fountain of all wisdom, all truth, all knowledge. Yet, in only losing upon the waters of that manifest history, finite man cannot trust in the deep things of God. What is good for man to understand will be given him in his time of need. And this we must trust as clearly as a temporary for our lives. True reverence for God is inspired by a sense of his infinite greatness and the realization of his presence in our lives. With the sense of the unseen, every heart should be deep in his trust. Have you noticed that when you get left out, or worried about what we should do, those are the times that we cannot feel the skill of our voice. He did that in Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am the Lord. I will be exalted to my redeemer. I will be exalted in my life. Psalm 119:9. Holy and loving is your name. You are never in any matter to speak lightly the titles or references to God. The angels bear their faces in his presence, the cherubim and the bright and holy seraphim of holy throne, the solemn reverence. And it will for thee, finite, sinful beings, turn a reverent awe before the Lord Almighty. They, who realize the greatness and majesty of God, they will not place his name in vain. They will take his name on their lips with reverence and awe. He dwelleth in that unsearchable, no man can see him anywhere. Matthew 23:10. Do not be called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all you are brethren. And call no man your father upon earth, for one is your father, who is in heaven. Neither do you call masters, for one is your master, who is in Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and he serveth all himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. And no trumpet before you is a hypocrite to you in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Only I say to you, they have received their reward. How often have worldly ambition, justification, and the basis of things been hidden under the embroidered garment of a high and holy office? How many of those who attain this power misrepresent the name and the character of God? His eternal existence. John 17:5. And now, O Father, glorify thou with thy own self, with the glory which thou hast with thee before the world was. Christ was one with the Father before the foundation of the world was laid. This is the right time and the right time, making it stand with divine original glory. Christ is the pre-existent, self-existent Son of God. From our experience, everything has a beginning and point in time. When something must be called a connection, things can't happen by itself. But these concepts and limitations do not apply to deity. When speaking of this pre-existence, Christ shows a long gap to deity's ages. His chosen, that the remnant of the kingdom and to his house will take fellowship with the eternal God. Sanctifying life cannot be reconciled in sanctification. The existence of Christ before his incarnation is not measured by the language. Christ is God, essentially. He was the God in all eternity. God is it all, blessed the whole man. The Lord Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God, existed from eternity. He was born person. Yet he has always been one with the Father. He was the constant joy of heaven. He was the commander of the heavenly intelligences, and the adoring honors of the angels which received from him as his son. He was equal with God, infinite and omnipotent, but he humbled himself from the position of being omnipotent, to being a mere mortal with all of his constraints and limitations. As a member of the human family, he was mortal, but as a God, he was the fountain of life to the world. As a divine person, he could have lived forever, but he voluntarily laid down his former life so that he could have the option of life forever. He bore the sins of the world and endured the penalty which rose like a mountain upon his divine soul. He yielded up his life to a sacrifice so that man might have a way of escape from his deserved punishment. This wonderful mystery and incarnation that Christ and his kingdom is suddenly possible must be declared to every son and daughter of man. This is our duty. The question is, Hebrews 1:23. God has in these days spoken unto us by his Son, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down in the right hand of the Majesty on high. He is a spirit that is a personal being, the rest may be revealed in himself in the Son. Jesus is the offspring of the Father's soul and the express image of his person. We have no assumption that a person is a human being, but here the emphasis is that the Godhead is comprised of three persons. Well, we have to get our personhood from somewhere, and since we were created in the image of Christ, one might say that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are the most authentic original versions of people. It has not been given to us to understand the origin of that God. But we have been given that God is the Father, whom we have long been seeking, and to whom we belong. Speaking of which, there is a secular feeling that I am my own man, but that every man is his God. What a thing to hear. This marriage is heavenly religious. There are many who in their hearts praise God as being a hard man because he claims their possession and their service. But we can bring to God nothing that is not already his. All things come to us, says King Jesus, and of thine own have we given thee. All things are God, not only by creation, but by redemption. All the blessings of this life and of the life to come are delivered to us just with Christ the Father. Therefore, the accusation of God as a hard master, even though he has not shown, is false. He's a personal Savior, Jesus came to this world. As a personal Savior, he ascended on high. As a personal Savior, he intercedes on his own behalf. This is written as all life gives us. I shall pray in honor of the Father and the Son. He gave my Jesus countenance and admired his other person. The Father's person, I could not behold for a child of glorious life like him. I asked Jesus if his Father had a form like this to him.
Thank you.
personality and characteristics and life and work and not to life. That this is precious to begin and accept. That the one who holds perfect communion with God, who has the deepest knowledge of him, realizes most clearly that inability to explain the Jesus. God has always been secretly and not to me. We speak of our heritage. And for the mountains, for every God's voice, for every God has formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Who is the size and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity? I am the Lord, thy king of hosts. The thunder is no variable. Not even a great question of him. He is the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Infinite and unchanging. No word could lie to the sky of the heavens. A guide to the fountains of the earth, he sits in silence. All things are open to his divine favor. And from his grace comes all eternity. He orders that which his providence to do. Please, your mortals are filled with distractions in our lives all the time, but it is clear that I need sleep. That seems so important and overwhelming at the time. Whereas from God's perspective, it is all accounted for. He has been taking care of all of our affairs all along. God will not be called to explain his days and nights. To restore his joy, to conceal his purposes at the present. But by and by, they will be revealed in an improving presence. But his great wrath he has not concealed from his children, a wrath which lies at the foundation of all his dealings with us. The rainbow of all the stones is our strength, that God is true. We have sinned against him. Undeserving of his anger, yet he himself has put into our lips that most wonderful plea. Do not abhor us from our mistakes. Do not disgrace the fame of our prayer. Remember, great news and covenant is this, that our sick and family. He has pledged himself to receive God's power. When we turn to him confessing our unworthiness and sin, the honor of his sin is absent for the fulfillment of his grace to us. In John 6:37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He is perfect, even as the Father which is in heaven is perfect. Our spirit is perfect as a whole because it is perfect in every part, however small. His passions, the talents, views, and plans, with as much care as he exercises in and over us. His own desire to be perfect, even as our Father in heaven is perfect, he needs all to be faithful in doing what he can. That which is worth doing at all is worth doing at all. We turn to our too small and insignificant, to a God who sees in our daily round of activities opportunities for personal growth and the formation of our character. Consider the early experience of the child of Jesus. For the local legislators of the time sought to command respect for their consensus of spirit of God. Jesus Christ was the opposite. His life demonstrated the worst of him to those things that men regarded as life's greatest offenses. We might think that if those men were that way throughout their lives, that their lives essentially could have been done without the greatest benefit to mankind. The spirit of his time magnified things of no real significance and depreciated the real importance of it. His reputation was due to having appointed forces, and useful work, Thank you.